AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. He's accused of firing an AR-15-style rifle from a rooftop into a crowd below watching the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart says more charges are coming.
Today, the Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Cremo III with 7 counts of first-degree murder. For the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo.
Investigators say police were called to Cremo's home in September 2019. Family members saying he was threatening them. Lake County, Illinois police spokesman Christopher Covelli, in this from WLS, says the knives were taken away, but Cremo wasn't arrested.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were arrests.
Despite the incident and an earlier suicide attempt, Cremo was still able to buy 5 firearms, including 2 rifles. President Biden orders U.S. flags on government buildings and facilities to be flown at half-staff until Saturday in respect for the victims. Vice President Kamala Harris, in a speech to the National Education Association meeting in Chicago, says it's time to ban assault-style weapons.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
A Louisiana sheriff says last night a Lake Charles homeowner shot and killed a possibly intoxicated college student who was trying to get inside the home. The owner says Joseph Tizano was shot after ignoring orders to leave and a warning shot into the ground. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson loses a couple of cabinet members. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak resigned within minutes of each other after Johnson apologized and admitted he changed his story about handling allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior staff member.
There's no place in this government for anybody who is predatory or who abuses their position of power.
Chris Pincher resigned over complaints he groped 2 men at a private club. Johnson originally said he wasn't aware of any allegations when he promoted Pincher. Now he says he thought an earlier complaint was cleared up.
If I had my time again, I would think back on it and recognize that he wasn't going to learn any lesson. He wasn't going to change.
Both Sunak and Javid could be in line to lead the Conservative Party if Johnson is forced out. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.